Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Open your hearts, loosen your butts. It's time for couples therapy.
Yeah, this podcast is Andy and Naomi's, where they can both laugh and hang with all their homies, talking excellent vacationing with brunches and cuddling, to messy situationships and conscious uncoupling, from Netflix hookups to single them with some Hulu, text, sex, regrets, or feeling on your new Jubu. They gon' talk about it, ah, yeah, you are invited, ah, needing therapy, I guarantee, baby, we got it.
It's couples therapy, couples therapy.
And welcome to Couples Therapy. My name is Andy.
And I am Naomi.
We are a real life couple.
A real life couple of comedians.
And on Couples Therapy, period, this is what we're doing now. We answer a couple different questions from a couple different listeners.
Woo! Andy, how you doing? How you feeling? How you looking?
Oh, looking great.
Yep, I would say that is accurate.
What were the other two? Feeling?
Yep.
Discombobulated from lack of sleep.
Naturally, always. How you doing? What's the third?
Hungry. Can't wait to cook dinner.
Ooh, baby.
Now, Naomi, how many, if you could just take a guess, how many of like either intros or when the show, when we were doing like that bit in the middle, how many of these do you think started with one of us saying, I have not slept or I'm exhausted?
90% of them. And I would say usually you, because I don't tell it. I didn't, like, unless you make me tell it.
Right, right.
Because I'm like, not sleeping is, who cares? It's boring. Who cares? And it's like, we get it. We're all tired. Everything sucks all the time.
But so also, you're a better writer because you show and you do not tell.
Absolutely.
Whereas they call me William Tell because all I do is have dialogue.
So, Andy, you just were on my Lifetime podcast, I Love a Lifetime Movie, as a guest.
Yeah, did I do it?
How did
I do
it feel?
Did I do it justice?
You know, I wish you were a little more willing to, like, finesse and fudge things, but I think you were good. You were you.
Hello, Mabel. Yes. Oh,
Mabel,
yes.
Keeps Mabel is demanding Andy pet her. She's sitting on the chair between us.
Tapping my hand. This morning.
Tapping on the hand.
Was the cutest. So I am exhausted, right? So I was up late writing last night. So I slept in a little bit. And the cats and Mabel came and joined me on the bed then this morning. Mabel went over to Squee and tapped Squee to try to get Squee to pet her.
It was so cute. She was, you know, she's got such short little limbs. So when she like tries to reach, she can't go far. And so Squee just kept like pushing his head back. And he's like, he didn't leave, which I was very happy. You know, he didn't let her, you know, intimidate him. But she's trying to get him. He's like, leave me alone. I'm not going to pet you. It was so funny.
Naomi, speaking of wonderful moments.
Yes.
Between two or three animals. Who's our guest on today's episode?
Oh my God. Well, of course, today's guest, you've already heard her dulcet tones, is the hilarious writer, comedian, actor,
musician,
Ricky Lindholm, honey.
I feel like when I said musician, I should have ended that with honey.
You know Ricky perhaps as one half of the hilarious, brilliant Garfunkel and Oates. You also know her from her show Another Period on Comedy Central. Maybe you've seen her on Knives Out. I don't know what you're doing. Ricky's also a voice on Duncanville on Fox. I mean, she's out here booked, busy, blessed, and we love it.
This was exciting. This was a
good combo.
If you have not heard, both her and Kate were on our live show what, like a year and a half, 2 years ago?
Of course, that had to be how long ago, at the very least. 9 years ago.
I really, time, you know, in the quarantine just did not make sense. So, all my estimates are off. Like, it's like, my bar mitzvah, what was that, last month? But, I mean, I have been a huge fan of Garfunkel and Oates for, oh my God, like 15 years now? Something like that. I remember, like, seeing Kate on Scrubs when I was in grad school. That's where it was.
Wow. And then
investigating her online in the early days of the internet and then finding Garfunkel.
Early notes. Days of the internet. 2005 yeah, the mid, was not the early days.
The mid-aughts. The mid-aughts. So, so this was very exciting to just like sit down two on one and talk to Ricky. Before we get into the episode though, Naomi,
what?
I would like to, someone sent us anonymously on Instagram. I'll just read it. You know what? Sometimes we get, we got a lot of advice questions asked, but sometimes people send us stories.
I love it.
Not fictional. I said that so people don't send us their like I just wrote some slash fic Buffy and Kirk. Hi Naomi and Andy, I love the podcast so much and y'all have definitely helped me through my most recent breakup. I thought that as a treat I would bring you a tale of karmic retribution.
Ooh, I love it. I love a tale of karmic wrath.
So about a month ago, I came home from work, and as I opened the door, I noticed that the TV was gone from our mantle.
Oh my God.
So I'm asking my boyfriend what happened, and he was just sitting on the couch, staring at me. He told me nothing happened and that I should sit down. He proceeds to break up with me, and that's when I realized he moved his stuff out already.
Oh!
He randomly had the day off, so I had been excited to come home from work and hang out, since he usually didn't get home from work until 11:30 p.m. He was supposed to make us dinner that night, and all I got was a breakup and a half-empty apartment. Oh, yeah, and a bag of donuts he bought for me.
Bag of donuts?
Can you believe this shit? He left me a box of donuts. That's all in capital, so clear. I'm not just screaming the usual way I scream. Anyways, to the karmic retribution story. He has been staying with a friend on his couch, and him and I have been semi in touch still because I'm codependent, but I'm working on it.
Oh my gosh.
The other day he told me that his friend has bed bugs and that they had to throw away a bunch of stuff. I feel bad for him because nobody deserves bed bugs. But at the same time, I think the universe is in equilibrium again and that my emotions have been avenged in some way. Anyways, thank you for reading my message, and I hope this brought you some satisfaction. I wrote back to Anonymous and I said, you know, some people do deserve bed bugs.
I was just thinking that. I'm like, absolutely.
Some people
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Some people do.
Somebody who take their day off to move out without telling you and leave you a box of donuts, like the saddest consolation prize in the history of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Good pull.
Thank you.
I would have gone with Press Your Luck.
I was trying to think of one of those, and then I was like, It wasn't Wheel of Fortune, but then it's like, what was like another? Anyway.
A year's supply of turtle wax and a box of Entenmann's donuts. but I said, I'm like, you know what? Some people do deserve that. Hey, if that's a lesson, if that's the only lesson you take from couples therapy, it's that some people do deserve bed bugs.
We love it. We love that. That's gorgeous. Well, now knowing that all is right in the universe, why don't we listen to a conversation that lets us know everything's gonna be okay with Ricky Lindholm.
Roll it!
Okay, random question. Yes. Is Ricky short for something?
It's short for Erica.
Oh! Okay. Yeah,
that was my name.
Something Nordic.
No, I was Erica when I was born, and then my brother was two and couldn't say my name and just started calling me Ricky from the moment I came home from the hospital. So I've been Ricky my whole life.
Oh, okay.
But you were forced to be Ricky by your brother.
Yeah, but everyone's forced to be whatever name they're given. So.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
We're forced to be whatever people call us, you know?
I guess what I meant was you had a nickname foisted upon you.
Yes, it without, is.
Because my sister's name is Erica.
Oh.
And she has no nickname as far as I know.
Right.
It is just Erica.
Right.
Erica.
Does she feel like an Erica? Because I don't feel like I feel like an Erica.
Weirdly, you don't strike me as an Erica.
I know. Mm-hmm. I was going to say she doesn't. You don't strike me as an Erica.
Yeah.
But of course, then again, I have only known you as Ricky. But in my head, it was like literally like short for something like Nordic, Scandinavian. And I was like very excited for like this like Viking story.
That would make sense. Although Kate McCucci and I realized that we were given the wrong name, that we should have been given each other's names. Like I should, oh, okay. I'm totally a Kate Lindholm and she's absolutely a Ricky McCucci. Like we should have swapped. Like that, like it's absolutely wrong. I should
Ricky
be Kate
McCucci. That is pretty Italian.
Yeah. And it's so Kate. Ricky McCucci. She's so cute and like Kate Lindholm. Like yeah, it just feels right.
Kate what Lindholm. Is that called? Nominative determinism. Do you guys believe in nominative determinism? That your name somehow confers something on you.
Like gives you sort of personality or some sort of attribute, your name. I think it can. But I don't think it's, like, definite. Meaning, because I do think certain names do carry connotations that then the world will treat you like that name. Like, for instance, I feel like the new generation loves to name their children, like, grandma names from
like
the
40s. Mabel. Yeah.
Yes, which is our dog's name.
Right.
But it's, like,
is it really? It's
like,
my plant's name.
Wait, what?
Wait, let's
hold
go
on.
Back.
Yeah, wait. What do you mean it's your plant's name?
Let's go to your plant.
I've had the same plant for over a decade. And so what? 10 years in, I was like, I'm going to name you.
Wait, what kind of plant? How did you keep a plant alive that long?
It was like a Home Depot plant. I don't even know. It was a teeny little plant. And now it's in a huge, it just has grown. It's like Audrey too. It's
I was
just
about
like
to say, it's an Audrey too.
Yeah.
Moment.
And so I thought Ricky. Eventually she deserved a name. Yeah.
Wow. I'm
very
what are
you saying about grandma names? Yeah, it's people.
But like, you know. I feel like now, like there's like, you know, a lot of, like, you've got some Mabels, you've got some Ethels. And I think that they're going to be like regarded as old ladies.
Yeah.
You think it gives them an old lady spirit?
Yes. Or at least like people look at you and it's like, Mabel?
Hazel?
Can you hear me? Oh, yeah. Hazel. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's a real good one. A lot of Milos running around, which to me is a pet name.
Yeah, it is. My friend named her daughter Vivian, and that feels very, what'd you call it?
Nominative determinism.
It feels like that. Like, it feels like she has to be regal some, or, you know, I don't know. Like
Vivian Westwood.
Yes, exactly. Vivian.
Well, also, Chris Garcia, comedian. Do you know him?
Yeah.
He has a baby girl, and her name is Sunny. And he was talking about Sunny Garcia. And it's like, he's like, she's got to be a musician. She's got to be like something. And it's like, yeah, it's like you put a name together that conjures an image.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it can happen.
Yeah, she's got no choice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's hip and cool.
Mm-hmm. I want to point out, by the way, we are flying a little high today because we got, speaking of Mabel's, Mabel had a mastectomy last week. Our little Mabel, not your
gosh.
Plant. Yeah. And we got the biopsy results today. Cancer free.
No cancer in that
Yay!
Tissue. No cancer in those lymph nodes.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know dogs could get this is news.
Oh, my God. She's got the mastectomy. She's getting some chemo just to get any little, like, cells in case something spread. And she's very petite. You haven't seen Mabel.
I've never seen her.
She's very little. And so it's just, like, wild that they just, like, you know, dogs have a whole bunch of breasts. So when they say mastectomy, honey, they're getting in there. It was
total recall times three.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so glad she's okay, though.
I know. And she's got her little energy. She's already kind of like.
Yeah.
It's amazing how animals can adapt because she obviously like hates it. But like she just falls asleep with the cone on and is like, this, I guess, is my pillow. And
like they're just like, OK, I have three legs now. That's just.
Right.
I'm in a cage now.
Roll with it. Yeah. I'm like, I can't even take like when my show goes off the air. You know what I mean? It's terrible.
But I want to let you know because this is the lightest I felt since either Trump got COVID or Biden.
November 7th.
Or Biden was like the day of the Four Seasons debacle. Like one of those days was I felt very light.
The Four Seasons total landscaping was so good. That was
so good.
That was a levity we all needed. Because it's the kind where like no one got hurt. It was just like funny.
And just dumb. And also just the perfect way for an idiot to go out. Right? Like you're just like, see? It's like so funny.
Can you read that in us, Ricky? Can you read the lightness?
I can. I'm happy for you. That's so good.
But Ricky, we didn't come here to talk about mastectomies. No. We do that every week.
We came here to talk. Came here to talk to you about being born in Pennsylvania.
I was going to say about how I was like, I imagine Ricky grew up in a happy home where she was constantly affirmed because you seem to have a healthy self-esteem and a glowing energy.
Yes, you radiate happiness, I think.
Really? That's so funny. I did grow up in a happy home. I was very loved and like, I just hit the parent jackpot. Like in the last 24 hours, or well, I guess 2 days, I got an Easter basket from my mom.
Oh.
And my dad sends me inspirational quotes in the morning. Like
every morning?
Not every morning, but many mornings. Like,
I don't know why I keep going in my upper register. I'm just really like,
well, my voice is really high. Maybe you're matching it. Today it says, power of urgency. If you give yourself 30 days to clean your home, it will take you 30 days. But if you give yourself 3 hours, it will take you 3 hours. The same applies to your goals, ambitions, and potential. You create a new life by creating more urgency in your current one.
See, that would stress me out. More urgency. I'm like, Dad.
I thought just like getting texts like that from my parents would stress me out.
Oh,
well, before that says, be so good they can't ignore you.
Okay, I love that. Direct. Yeah. Good morning.
I mean, it's nice. Yeah. I enjoy the sentiment that's underneath that. Yes. But just getting that kind of, like, I'm not built. This is why I'm like, I was curious. From Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Which should mean that you're emotionally closed off. That's what it should mean.
Mm, right.
That's what Pennsylvania means to me.
You eat pretzels for your feelings.
Well, I definitely used to. I don't think I'm not emotionally closed off. I'm emotionally adventurous.
Wow. Yeah.
I also, like, I pay the price for that. You know, I get crushed all the time. Like, I just am like, I pick myself right up and I run at things and I get my heart broken constantly. I get disappointed. I'm still that idiot who, like, I really want this role, or I, like, I'm in love with this person, and then I get crushed and then have to rebuild. Like, that's
do you
kind
find
of
your rebuilding goes faster? You know what I mean? Because, like, when you kind of, like, if you get down with a part, like, how long will you be sad if you don't?
Usually a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
That day, that's not bad.
Yeah, then, like a day.
When, like, a relationship, will you be, when you're, like, you know, it goes south, will you be like, you know what, let me get back on the apps and get out there? Or are you like, I'm going to get connected with some inspirational quotes?
I get connected with some, I cry and cry, and then I get back on the horse or the apps or whatever. Yeah. But you know that Taylor Swift song, Look What You Made Me Do?
Yes.
No. She's got that line that says, honey, I rose up from the dead. I do it all the time. I'm like, that's me. That's my motto. Yep.
Wow.
She is from my neck of the woods.
She's also Pennsylvania.
Yeah, she's Pennsylvania. She's Reading.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Wait, where in Pennsylvania were you?
Countersport, but we left when I was one.
Okay. So she doesn't have Pennsylvania in her.
Right. Yeah. But you just you went upstate New York, right?
Yes. So pretty close to Pennsylvania.
Same different. Yeah. Same vibe, I would admit. Same vibe in that near Buffalo.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is from Pennsylvania? I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know why that makes sense.
Move her to Nashville. You know, because she was like, I want to be a star. We've got to go to Nashville.
Dang. Those are parents. Those are supportive parents. They're like, okay, yeah, we're not doing anything. No problem.
My parents would have been like, oh, you want to do that? I guess you can do this thing if you get a ride home after school.
Right. It would have been like, yeah, you want to go to Nashville for spring break? Like, we could visit.
No. Oh, God, no. I couldn't. I wouldn't even do that. No.
They wouldn't even let you do
that. I didn't get to go to Ocean City. Did you guys have senior week in your high school?
Yes. We didn't go to Ocean City, Maryland, but we did go to Virginia Beach.
Mm. Oh.
And then sometimes the senior week would go to Myrtle Beach, North Carolina, which is like the same thing as all those other two places.
Oh, wait, were you a person who was like into the idea of senior week?
No, I had. I was like, by the time I was a senior in high school, I was just like waiting for my life to start. I like could not wait to go. Like, I was just like, it just yeah. I was just biding my time till I left.
I don't know why. I just had a vision in my head of you in high school as a goth. I don't know why. It doesn't seem like it matches your personality.
No, I've had the same style for 42 years. Like, I've always had, like, this is exactly what it was. This was fully formed. I was like 5 and I'm like, this is the hair I have. This is the, like, clothes I wear, and I've never changed.
I had a very weird vision of you dressed like Robert. What's the guy from The Smiths? Not The Smiths. That's the guy from The Cure.
Robert Smith from The Cure.
Robert Smith from The Cure.
Right.
For some reason, I had a vision of you like that. I don't know why.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine. Were you goth?
No.
I don't know.
Again, I'm like, I'm dressed the way, like, I've always just wanted to, like, wear t-shirts and band t-shirts and jeans. That's basically my style from age 13 or 14 to now. And
right, if like, it works. Has your style changed a lot?
I'm a little bit in that I wear colors now and patterns, which I didn't. I was very much like gray, dark blue, you know, loose. I mean, in eighth grade, there were some Mickey Mouse sweatshirts that really saw a lot of action. But it was like really like, I was very much like trying not to be seen. And so I would just dress, yeah, real like. I mean, I got roasted. I got like made fun of for wearing a medium. Okay. So it's like.
Wait, a medium in size?
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Not a Long Island medium t-shirt.
I believe, Andy. Wow. I'm trying to reach people from the other side. Yeah. So it's like, it was one of those where it's like, just like cover up and be baggy and don't wear too much. So.
Right. I don't know anyone who wasn't bullied. Anyone. So whenever like celebrities are like, you know, they're like, I was bullied. They called me long legs or something. You're like, everyone. Like, that's not like, you're like, then I became a supermodel and showed them. And you're like, right? No, like they, like everyone seems to have like the memories of the times that they were wronged. And I was like, well, who was doing the wronging? Like, I think we were all kind of assholes.
Yeah.
Do you think,
like, at least in our minds, like, I don't know if we were vocal about it, but
yeah.
Do you think whoever the celebrity is in your mind that that you are picturing right now, do you think that they are just saying that because they are very successful and they need like the stink of relatability?
That could be
the stink of relatability. So they say like, oh yeah, I was bullied. Is that a normal thing?
Right.
And they like talk to like their accountant or whoever's around them. And they're just like, what happens to your kids? They get bullied.
Yeah. Yeah, how do I make women like me? I was bullied
for being skinny.
Yeah.
And I know that people who are body positive will tell me that, yes, you can be bullied for being skinny.
Yeah.
And I'm aware of it, but I'd still prefer that to fatty.
They said my jaw was too chiseled.
Yeah. I remember one time in eighth grade, I got, it was like a coordinated attack where my whole friend group was nice to me until lunch. And they all knew it was coming. They just decided like the night before on the phone that I was annoying. That was my offense, which I'm like, fair enough. And I go in there and my whole morning I'm like with my friends. And then we go through the lunch line and I sit down and they all got up and moved to the next table. And then I was like, oh, what's going on? I kind of followed them. And then I followed them again. And this kid turned to me. He goes, we're leaving because of you. And they're like, we're mad at you. And I was like, why? And they're like, because you're annoying. And then I like sat by myself for like a week.
What?
I have memories like that. Yeah.
That is children are evil. The ability to make that coordinated attack.
Yeah, what was that about?
Especially back in the 90s.
Like, yeah, this was not like you could have a text chain. This was like they had to like
a phone tree situation.
It was hard. Yeah.
This was a phone tree situation.
They had to have a meeting.
A lot of work.
Get together. It's like, okay, now you call Tom and tell him that we are going to all get up at 12:07.
Wait, was there some inciting incident?
That was the weird part. It was the girl sort of in charge of our group decided I was annoying.
Right.
I mean, I understand that because I always felt annoying as a kid. No, my friends didn't do anything like that. They they tolerated it for whatever.
Well, men aren't like that as much. Like, did you guys see Promising Young Woman?
We don't have a DVD player.
Oh, okay. So. There's like, this is not a spoiler alert, but just the way she goes about her like revenge things or the way her mind works is just so female, where it's like, I love that it's just different than a male revenge movie because it's just things that men wouldn't think of.
Psychosexual games, really.
Yes, that men
brains.
Wouldn't think of. Men don't take their time and plan, it seems. They just like, they don't do the coordinated attack.
Right, right.
They just like punch someone or whatever.
Do you remember, like, so you said you sat alone for a week, and now let's go, going back to Ricky as someone who, you know, feels deeply. Was it a dark week, a crying week?
Crying. Like, it was never going to end. Yeah.
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 And then did they come back to you or you just found a new crew?
No, they forgave me.
Wait, but there was nothing to forgive. I could understand if there was a transgression. You transgress. They punish.
Yeah.
It's biblical, right? Yeah. There is. But like, they just decided, they like, out of the blue, they're like, we don't like some personality trait of yours.
Yeah.
And then they, in quotes, forgive this personality trait. It's not like you like, was that a week of introspection where you're just like, I am very, sometimes I can be a little hyper.
I mean, like, well, a little bit. Been? But you know, it was weird. It's like I always had that same personality where a little bit like I wanted to like be seen less, and then I was like, no. Like, fuck, you know, I just got back up, you know? I'm like, I'm going to be annoying. I would make to-do lists on the back of my test because I always finished first. Like, I was annoying. I would make, life goals. Like, I was just, like, always, like...
I love it.
Yeah. So, wait, were you self-aware?
No.
Like, there was always a version of me looking at me.
Yeah, me too.
And then I would react. I would, like, change my own behavior based on this specter that my brain created.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, no, I knew what they meant. Like, I knew, you know, I'm just from, like, a really small town. It was more relaxed. And I was just like, when do I go? How do I get out? What do I do? Like,
okay. Yeah. So was it a little maybe like, what's her name? Tracy Flick energy?
Yeah.
A real focus, a girl with an eye on the prize, a little like, we gotta do it.
Totally. And like, my friends were more the Tammy Metzler energy.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then. If that was also you, if you were fully formed at five, right, then you, well, again, obviously I don't know you outside of your art, really, right? I only know you from the things I've seen in, your music, that kind of stuff. But if, but it seems like that is a, that is not far from who you are as a person.
Not that far. Yeah.
So, so that explains then the kind of like energy that I get out of your work.
Yeah. Right?
Cause you owe, like, if you're like this and you've always been like this.
Yes. I feel like I'm just like more like Sisyphus though than Tracy. You know, I'm just like, I just get but the boulder like falls back down on me and then I'm like, okay, well, I don't remember what happened. I'm going to push it back up. Yeah.
See, that's the beautiful thing. I want the memory of a goldfish.
Yeah.
That's how you keep at it.
It's Sisyphus with he gets a concussion every time.
Every time the boulder comes down.
Yes. Falls back down.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
Now, do we know if those friends are doing poorly? Because when people, I hate them. And I have really pretty, like, strong feelings about people who, whereas I think a lot of people say, you know, forgive your childhood bully or forget what that time was.
Yeah.
I believe that is true evil and that person should never succeed. Because to me, if you could do that kind of evil at 13, what do you do once you get a driver's license and some money of your own?
These
people are only getting worse.
Probably. I honestly don't think about it at all.
Name them right here and let's look them up.
I'm going to look them. You can name them off mic and then I will look them up because I do need to know if they're like living their best life.
Do you know what the problem is though? Everyone in my town gets married and so they're hard to look up because they all change their name.
Yeah. But on Facebook, I've seen all my friends from high school that got married and took their spouse's name. They have their maiden name in parentheses.
In parens.
Oh, in case anyone wants to find them. And yeah, I'm not on Facebook. And I'm not on Twitter either, so I can't find anyone.
You're not on Twitter?
No, I deleted my Twitter as like a New Year's gift to myself.
Yep, you're not missing out. But anyway, but we have a saying on the show sometimes, name them and shame them.
That is what we like to do. Also, I'm very much into... you know, succeeding to make other people feel bad. Like every time you're on television, I would like to imagine that 13-year-old witch seeing it and being like, see, this is what happens when you're annoying.
Right.
You book it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Syndication, baby.
I annoyed my way to the top. Yeah. No, I just never think of, I just never think about junior high or high school.
No. Because you're a positive person. You were, again, you radiate positive energy. Mm-hmm. You're not thinking about revenge.
Right. But, like, I feel like the way I was treated in high school was so much worse that I'm like, junior high feels like nothing, you know?
What'd they do to you in high school?
Just, like, it was, like,
they call you long legs? Or, like, worse?
They said, you're so skinny with huge boobs. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. No. No, there was just, like, weird things from, like, people's parents. And, like, it was weird. I was definitely a target.
Wait, sorry.
Do you mind? Can we poke just for a second?
I also want to, we're looking though. We need to get into it. Also, what, you know, you said it was a small town. Can you paint me a little more of a picture of this town so that I can kind of understand why parents were coming for you?
So 1,000 people. When I go back, it's lots of Trump stickers.
Okay. I mean, not a town. I mean, really just more of a collective.
A settlement. Yeah. A settlement.
It was a village. It was technically a village.
A village. Okay. Okay, so you're in the village, and what are these adults doing?
I don't know.
Like in a probes?
No, okay. Nothing like that. Just like, I don't know. It was just weird shit. I don't know.
Give me the name of this village. I gotta look up this village.
It was just like, but it is funny. Like, I swear I don't think about it a lot. It's just like coming up on this podcast.
Good. That's what we want. But, we want you going back into your past, mining your darkest memory. Yeah.
This is like a, you know, in like cartoons where like people are battling and someone like Cyclops from the X-Men shoots his eye beams and at someone else and they shoot some eye beams at him and then the eye beams meet in the middle. Your positive energy is shooting out of the Zoom at us and our negative energy.
Yes.
And they're meeting. They're like play. They're strong. They're both strong.
It's like Luke Skywalker and the other guy's lightsabers.
And the other guys.
What's his name? You mean Jar Jar Binks?
Yes. No, I know he's not it.
What is that guy? Darth Vader and then the old guy.
The Emperor.
Emperor. Okay. Is he just the Emperor?
I believe.
Everyone's got such good names. He's just the Emperor?
I believe his name is Emperor Palpatine.
Okay.
And
don't be ashamed of knowing.
I'm ashamed because I don't really like Star Wars. And yet, because my friends like Star Wars, by osmosis, I know lots of trivia about it. And I don't really, it's fine.
Right, but you feel like to know that trivia misrepresents who you are.
Right. Now, X-Men, I'm not ashamed at all. You guys want to ask me? You guys want to ask me what's Gambit's real name? I got that on lock.
We don't want it.
What's a Gambit?
What's a Gambit? That's good, Ricky.
I actually don't know.
He's a guy who, like, he's like a Southern guy who tosses cards. Is that correct, Andrew?
Cards? He's like the Jeremy Renner equivalent with his little bow and arrow. He just tosses cards.
Kind of, right? Because don't the cards cut people?
Channing Tatum was like itching to play him. From what I understand, tried to get a Gambit movie off the ground for years.
And he couldn't do it?
Channing couldn't do it.
That's weird. Because I'm thinking Channing, Gambit, winning combo.
Natural. Stalker Channing, Queen's Gambit. Oh, Stalker. It's all coming together. I understand.
Wait,
what were you gonna say?
Oh, I was gonna like. Okay, so it's high school. So like the adults are bullying you, the other students are bullying, and that's where were you before that? Were you already like? Did you have your mind set on getting the hell out of there, or was it everyone being an asshole?
No, I just always wanted to live in a city. I would see like New York City in a movie and just be like, that's for me, or see Hollywood. It just felt like I just wanted to live in a city.
It's interesting because I feel like you were that same way too, Andy. Yeah. Like growing up in Pennsylvania, I guess I wonder, do you think, were you giving off the like fuck this two-bit town energy?
That's possible. That's a distinct possibility. Not intentionally, but it's possible.
Yeah. What I'm really imagining is like a Stephen King vibe. Because like if ever, like
village,
some dark energy,
village,
some dark energy that's infected everyone, adults and children alike, and somehow you're
and it was
you're
me.
You're immune to it. Oh,
you're immune.
I'm the cause.
Yeah, you're the cause. You're sunny. You have a sunny disposition because you're sucking everyone else's life.
Wow, yes. Wow. It's like that kid from the Twilight Zone. Remember, he's got the power over the town, and then all the adults are afraid of him.
Right, but he's not sucking their energy out. He just is omnipotent for some reason.
Yeah, but the idea of a child being in charge, you get it. It's the same vibe in general.
It's like the energy vampire. Do you guys watch What We Do in the Shadows?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That Mark Prosh, is he saying it? Yeah. He's that energy vampire. He's so good in that show.
Yeah, I know.
And then do you remember that episode where Vanessa Bayer comes in also as an energy vampire? And so it's like the both of them trying to destroy these people in a workplace. And it's for some reason when I see the energy vampire as a woman, I'm like, yes, I know that person.
Yeah.
That person who's like always having a problem and will tell you all of it. And normally I like it though.
Yeah.
And normally I like someone just unloading.
Yeah.
I have this woman that I run into maybe every 2 or 3 years, but every time I know it's coming when I run into her, and she, like, whatever she's going through, she, like, puts me in her camp, and I never know what to do. She'll just be like, what? She'll say stuff like, she'll come up and she'll go, what happened to us? And I'm like, wait, why me? And no, but she's just like, why are we like this? And I want to be like, are we? Like, yeah.
Do you mean your relationship with her? Why is it like this? Or
no, whatever, like whatever's going on in our lives, you know?
Our
like
lives.
Why are we single, or why are what, like, oh, okay, whatever it is, like, she's like, how did this happen to us? And I'm like, wait, why am I in this boat with you? Like, and you can't correct them. You can't be like, no, just you know. Right. Like,
I'm imagining, by the way, mascara dripping.
Your imaginings today are huge. Your imaginings are wild.
My brain is freed from the stress of worrying about Mabel. Yes. And so it's now kicking into overdrive.
So now your imagination can run wild.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we got a little bit. I think, are you ready to answer?
No.
He's not ready to answer questions.
Because I have a question. So were you dating at all during this time?
In high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's against you.
I was so boy crazy.
You went, okay.
Yeah.
Real boy crazy Stacey. Okay.
Yeah. I went to like different proms at different schools and yeah.
Different villages.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Different villages?
Well, if it's 1,000 people, you end up meeting people from other villages, you know.
So you're just on the prom circuit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you always like have a boyfriend?
No, not always.
Okay.
No.
But like since you, I don't know if it was like since you were, because I don't really, it wasn't until college that I had my first boyfriend. But I didn't have many, but like high school was not, it was not the time for me, you know, like I was kind of sexless, horny, but sexless.
Right. That's a common thing. I was just like boy crazy. I was just like in love with everybody, you know,
Like you had pictures from Tiger Beat taped on your wall.
No, in love with like kids from my school.
Real people she could see every day.
And their faces cut out from pictures and
right,
put over
right.
The face of like Danny Bonaducci.
Who's Bonaducci! Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good God.
Who would be a Tiger Beat in the like late 80s, early 90s?
Menudo.
Mm-hmm. Menudo.
What's his name? With Joey McIntyre.
Oh, the cutest.
Joey Mac, yeah. Joey Mac could get it.
Yeah.
Jordan Knight. I was very into Jordan. Mm. Jordan Knight could also get it.
No, he's I was remembering when you and Kate were on the live show back when we could gather without fear. I remember you, I think this is right. This is the depths of my memory, but I think you guys said that this was like your longest relationship, you guys as creative and friends.
Yes. Well, we've been in a partnership for 12 years now. So yes, I have not been in a romantic relationship for 12 years. So yes.
Are you like a serial monogamist?
No, I go through long periods where I'm single or just like dating, or then I'll have a boyfriend. I just sort of cycle, and it just depends on, I don't know, like luck, yeah. I guess.
But like you're not, like when you're single, you're fine. You're not like, I gotta get someone. I gotta get
a partner. It depends. Like I'm usually fine, and then like it'll come a time where I'm like, okay, I'm over this. Like I can't handle this anymore. You know.
So it like builds up.
Yes. Yes. Well, because it's always fun at first.
Yeah.
You know, you have like you can do whatever you want. You know, and you're like, right. Oh, I don't have to care what he wants to watch. You just have this freedom. Yes. Yes. And then after a while, you're like, well, I want to watch what someone else wants to watch. Yeah. Right? Isn't that everybody?
Yeah. And then, and then you talk to Mabel, your plant.
Yes. How long have you guys been together?
11 years.
11 years.
Wow. Almost as long as me and Kate.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you
That's
guys...
so sweet.
To work with, even though, I mean, but also like, you know, you guys are really good friends and you're creative together. Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever... had what's the word I'm looking for, bumps in the road in the friendship where it's like I need to take a break from you, or you know, I think I'm, and then let me tell you why I'm asking that kind of thing, because I have a hard time working with people because I have a hard time compromising and also learning to trust like my vision, right? Because I'm trying to figure out what do I want to say creatively and how do I want to say it, but if I automatically have to say that in conversation with you or in response to you, I don't get to say what I want to say fully. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And so I tend to like try to avoid it. But obviously, as you said, you know, you guys have been working together for 12 years and you guys have made so much together.
Mm-hmm. We have that weird kismet where we do usually like the same thing. Like, if we think something works, we both think it works. Like, it's very rare. Like, actually, this week we had a thing where one of us thought it worked and one of us didn't. And we were always like, oh, weird. Because we never have that happen. And we're like, okay, well, let's scrap it. Let's start over. Because we just usually are on the same page. about that stuff. And then we can like add to it. And we've also like found our roles more as things have gone on. Like, you know, the things that are my strengths or her strengths, we've kind of figured that out. And also like forgiven each other for being human, which you have to do in any relationship. You have to be like, well, that's just them being them or whatever. You have to do it with your parents and your boyfriend, or what, you know.
Yeah.
It just, you can't expect perfection.
I know, but I don't know. I feel like we don't do that as much. We like literally like culturally don't do that as much with friends as we get older. Meaning, you know, once you kind of get into your lives and start doing something, it's like if somebody is like not fitting whatever your vibe is right now,
you just cut them and you're like, they're toxic.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're a narcissist. They're toxic.
Yeah, there's like no kind of sense of like working on stuff because it's like, I got enough going on.
Isn't that, I found that to be just like a Los Angeles thing. I've noticed moving out here that in New York, there was a higher tolerance for people's quirks. And here it's like, if someone's bumming you out, you fucking cut the rope immediately.
Wow. Is that true? I mean,
I don't. Because I'm morally superior to everyone.
But no, I think so. I mean, because I think what we would say, because, you know, I think there's something about New York as a city that is, we're all in a collective experience of being beat the fuck down.
Yeah.
So, like, we're all kind of on that same, I don't know, there's like a camaraderie in it, even with, like, a stranger. You know what I mean? Like, you lock eyes with someone in the subway, and you're like, this bitch, and you're like, besties for the ride, and then you never speak again. Whereas LA, because it is so linked with this business, and this business is about a perception.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm winning. I'm doing great. It's all happening.
Right.
I think people are a little more strategic about their relationships.
That makes sense. I feel like, I don't know if you guys feel this, but I feel like people always think I'm doing well when I'm only doing well sometimes. Like, I feel like I'm not like, yeah, everything's amazing. Like, I don't. And like, people somehow have that thought about me. And like, a few years ago when I had like just a bad run of things, like just a really the worst year of my life. And I was such a bummer. And people would be like, you're crushing it. And I'm like, what? Who are you? But my friends, like, oddly, my friends did not cut and run. The people who were my friends, like, let me be a bummer for like a straight year. And I was like, I feel like all I do is cry. And they're like, it's fine. It's good. Beautiful. And I'm like, okay. And then I, you know, stopped being a bummer eventually. But yeah, I feel like I didn't have that experience with like my core, like three people.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. How'd you get out of that year? Like, what was it, just like
time?
Yeah. But there was no like magic trick. There wasn't like any like adaptogens or powders you put in water or
not really. No, it was just like that, like, you know, quotes from my dad, you know, friends and, you know, just like that, like, you just got to get past it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like quotes from your dad almost sums up your disposition.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Right. It's even if you do have like, I mean, a year of being bummed out, it sucks, right? Even if you have that year, it feels like you still radiate. Maybe that's why people think you are, that you're quote unquote crushing it, even if you are living in a D-hole, depression hole.
Yeah.
Is you have the kind of the sheen of...
That's so funny because it's definitely not intentional, but I know that I do because people tell me and I'm just like, oh, weird, because that's not what's going on, but thanks. Like,
well, I think it's also because I agree with you too, and people are like, you're crushing it, but I think it's like, excuse me, depends on how you live your life. I think, for instance, I don't live my life online when everything's terrible.
Yeah.
So you don't know, right? So for all intents and purposes, all you really see is like when I have a show or if I do a thing. I'm not sitting here like, you don't see me on the couch. Andy's not posting when I'm on the couch with like 12 tacos in front of me. And then I say, I'm so full my stomach hurts. That's not what gets to me. That's not on the main. That's not in the stories.
So, yeah, I'm not like that either. I don't really put vulnerable things online for the most part.
Yeah.
That everyone should have, besides like a Finsta, there should be a...
What's a Finsta?
Like a special Insta for those like in your inner circle. Insta, like you get to see the Finsta. Like I think a lot of famous people will have obviously the front-facing Instagram and then the like real deal I Got had it. Too many cocktails.
Right.
You know, whatever. Yeah.
There should
this
be
will never get out.
Yeah. Or a Sinsta, depending on how, what, either a depressing, a depressive Insta, yeah. Or a sad.
Or a sad
Insta. So it's, and it's just you at those moments.
The
so
dark
that
moments.
People can have a full picture right. of your existence.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, call me. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing well.
Call me. Not well. I'm not able to call you right now because right. my self-centeredness has consumed me.
Yeah. I can't move. Yeah.
That's me. Yeah.
But now I feel like we have, I just wanted to ask about that because I feel like we have a picture, a better picture of where you're coming from so that our listeners, as we answer these questions, have a better context.
Absolutely. Okay. They need to know cool. where you're at. They need to know who is giving them this advice. And that's what is so crucial.
Cool. I mean, essentially my dad.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, y'all. Wanted to pop in real quick and let you know that if you like what you hear and you want to support the show, there are a couple different ways.
Most of our support comes from our wonderful Patreon community. For $5 a month, you get 2 bonus episodes of just us mostly spilling the tea and occasionally searching for crazy bread in Los Angeles, plus lots of other bonus content. We love our page pals, and we couldn't do this without you. And if you want to join, go to patreon.com/couplestherapypod.
We also have merch, which includes Gotta Miss a Bitch and Jubu t-shirts, yeah. which you can find in the link tree in our Twitter or Insta bios.
And for absolutely $0, you can rate and review the show on Apple.
5 stars, please. It'll only take 10 seconds, and it helps us tremendously. Okay, that's it. We love you deeply. Now back to the show.
And we're back. We've got Ricky Lindholm, and she is going to help us handle your scandal, okay?
Ricky and listeners, we get questions from Twitter DMs, Instagram DMs, voicemails, and also Gmail. And this one comes to us anonymous from Google Mail. As we enter into a new phase of the pandemic, what with people slowly getting vaccinated, I find myself dreading a return to society. I mean, this says I mean, period, just so yeah. we're clear. That wasn't just dramatic on my part. I feel triggered when people say we're getting back to normal. I mean, this time next year, we won't have to wear masks. Triggered like I want to just turn on my heel and run away from them like they are the lunatic. Am I a lunatic? So much love and respect to you and Naomi, dear.
Okay, love this person. Yep. Don't really understand. Let me look at this because I'm like, this is wild. Okay.
Don't really love the term pandemic because she's not shortening anything.
Kate. I mean, Kate, Ricky.
Good right? God. My name should be Kate. You're affirming my reality.
Ricky, I say pandemic, honey. It's,
you
it's
do?
Canon. It's canon oh, for the podcast.
I didn't know that. Sorry.
It's pandemic, okay? And we call Corona the Coco. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
That's what we do here.
Naomi's a.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm an innovator. You know, sometimes people don't always respect you. Elizabeth Holmes was vilified.
I don't know if that's.
I know.
Who you
I just like
use.
To bring her up because she's so silly.
I don't know if that's who you want to use as.
But wait, what is the question? That's why I'm opening it. Like, what?
I think I understand her question. She's like, is it weird that I don't want things to go back to normal?
Uh huh.
Okay. And I don't think it's weird. I think like people have had so much introspection and they've learned a lot about themselves and they don't want to go back to who they were. And I don't think you have to. I think you can go forward into who you are now. Well, and you can adjust your life. Like, I want to do a lot more things on Zoom. I don't want to I don't like this podcast, and we should not do this in person. Like, we should, it's just as easy to do it on Zoom. And like, I like having more time to myself. I like not driving as much. I like not getting dressed up as much and caring about how I look as much. Like, there are lots of things that I don't want to go back to.
I know. I was thinking, like, I absolutely will never go to a meeting in Santa Monica again.
Mm-mm, not a chance.
Like, those should only be on the on Zoom. And then also, the few times I've done auditions over Zoom, I actually don't mind them, especially because ultimately they want to see what you look like on camera anyway. So they might as well watch you on a screen. But you, they can talk to you and have you adjusted. I was like, any of those things, that feels beautiful to me. But
I don't want to audition in person again because it's not natural. Like, it's like when you're on a film set, people aren't standing there watching you. They watch the monitor. They look at the screen. Like, no one, it's like a group of people staring at you. It's weird.
If they're nice enough to actually care.
You know, they're actually watching.
Like, because there's half the time it's like, I'm on my phone. Thank you.
Wait, the movie I was in, it was just a bunch of people staring at me. And they said there was a camera. I didn't know what it was.
Oh my god!
And I was just—it was just me in my underwear. But is that not? What
did you get the money first or no?
Still waiting for it to be Venmo.
Ah, yes.
But that's not—that's not your guys' experience.
No.
Oh no.
No.
But wait, Ricky.
Yes.
Is there something you learned about yourself besides just this time stuff?
Yeah.
Right. Is there something you learned about yourself that going forward, you're like, I'm now a changed person. I had this year. I've kind of like figured myself out in some way. Now I'm going to conduct myself. Like, I've become a lot more Jewish in affect.
In affect. I was like, what ways does that manifest? Okay.
I wear three yarmulkes.
And that was a pandemic thing?
It was just over the last year. I just don't have the energy to like hold back. Hold this energy back anymore.
You can't hold that back anymore. Yes.
It's just very Larry David now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hand
motions.
I love that.
And just being like publicly, like I would like be, I think prior to the last year, I would be very demure in public and try to like, and now I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done being demure. Is there something like that for you?
So I know it's like a little bit of a repeat of what I said, but I think I feel a little annoyed when I've lived in LA for 20 years and the amount of times I've driven to Santa Monica for a meeting that went nowhere, like the amount of life that I've spent in my car that I could have had, like either creating something or having fun or being with people I care about, the amount of time I've spent getting dressed up for things. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to wear sweatpants when I go to meetings. I don't want to waste like so much of my life on that. Because that's your life. And it's sucked away by, you know, driving to an audition and like waiting in the waiting room. And I'm like, no, I'm going to make my own tape. Like it just, you get so much more of your life back where, you know, I guess that hasn't really changed me as a person, except it's changed. It's made me annoyed about how much time I spent doing that stuff before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, after a year of having the Grim Reaper, like looking over all of our shoulders, it does kind of like really bring into focus how much of our time we waste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give it to other people for no reason. Because we thought we had to.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
For no reason.
That's true.
Do you feel like
haven't grown or changed at all, so and that's just unfortunate. You know, I had grand plans for this pandemic time, but I am not self-motivated and I'm not proud of that. Mm-hmm. I recognize the extent to which I have to figure that out, but like I don't know how to like. I think I'm just lazy. Like I
do. You know what though? I think there's have you read that book, The Four Tendencies? Mm-mm. It's basically like these different personality types, and there are personality types that are more motivated in partnerships or groups, and that doesn't mean you're lazy. It's like if you have some people, like I don't like to work out unless I'm accountable to someone. Like I just can't bring myself to do it. But if there's like a trainer there, I'll do it. Right. And so I don't think that's like necessarily lazy as much as it is like maybe you're more of a person who thrives in partnership.
It's interesting because I don't like working with people, but I think my best ideas happen in conversation. Mm-hmm. Like when you and I famously talked about what I was going to do with this damn script that I'm struggling with. It's something about having to talk to somebody. And also this feeling of, and especially because, like, for me, it was very conscious. Cause I was like, I don't know Ricky very well, mm-hmm. which means I will behave myself.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, I'm not going to come to her and, like, mm-hmm. have, I'm not going to, for instance, and you know this, I'm not going to, like, get defensive when she has a suggestion that right. I don't like. I'm not going to, like, storm off or, like, immediately be like, fuck it, I can't do it. I hate everything.
Right.
Cause I don't know Ricky like that. She can't see all that.
No, what and you don't have Andrew. To take any of my suggestions. I'm not your boss. I'm not your, you know what I mean? You can just see if right. it leads anywhere. And if it doesn't, there's no. I brainstorm, like, I love brainstorming. I need other people in order to be creative. And my old yeah. roommate and I, he's a drama writer. And we schedule brainstorms. And every idea I have, I will do like a half hour with him and vice versa. Because I need other people. Like, I'm not, mm-hmm. like, I'm not as much of a self-motivator like that. I need other voices.
Yeah.
So you're, your old roommate, Vince Gilligan, creator of Better Call Saul. And
it and is. Isn't that Bad. Crazy? I was a roommate of Stephen King. And
But are you guys scared to re-enter? Naomi and I have been very strict. We literally haven't gone anywhere except for Trader Joe's a handful of times. And that's it. I'm not exaggerating.
I'm very nervous to go back out in the world because I think, well, what this year showed me is, like, I have a pretty small circle of people I need to connect with. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? People who I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're up to. Let me hang out. And so there's so many people where it's like a lot of the social situations, I'm like, it feels like work. Because I have to engage with people who I don't know very well. And so I'm like, am I going to ever go to a party again? Like, you know, there's something about it. Like, I like seeing people one-on-one. I like having, like, friend hangs. But a lot of group stuff, I just don't know.
I'm excited to go to a party. I can't wait to talk to a stranger. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I can't wait for cookies. Go to a party and they have cookies there? One of the last parties we went to. It was like a Christmas party, and they had cookies. Man,
that sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. I would love some cookies.
Let's do a voicemail.
A voicemail, you guys. I love when you call in because I can hear your emotions. As always, the number to call, 323-524-7839. So please give us a ring.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Andy, Naomi, and guest. This is Olivia in Colorado, and I am a Humongo fan. I know everybody says that, but truly listener of the podcast for a long time religiously, and, you know, it's truly one of the bright spots in this waking nightmare that has been going on now for a full year. So thank you for being the best ever, consistently, every week. Well, before I, you know, inundate you with my questions/series of questions, it's a whole network, I should probably say I'm 29, 30 soon in the summer. I have just moved to Colorado for a PhD program, and it's very, you know, outdoorsy, very, like, hike. Trail run, mountain bike, all of that, which is, you know, not so much my shtees, but whatever. That'll come up later in the question, I suppose. And, you know, I got out of a, like, relation situationship right before quarantine, so you can kind of do the math for how long it's been since I have gotten any of any kind. So that brings me to my questions, which are, do you think that it's possible now or ever to, like, meet someone not on dating apps? Like, obviously that would be my preference, but, you know, if I have to resort to the apps, I have to resort to the apps. And speaking of resorting to the apps, I need serious coaching on how to just be cool with those in the sense that I have this tendency to be like, let's, you know, move fast. Let's, you know, have the full boyfriend-girlfriend, you know, experience after, you know, not that many dates. And I feel like I need to improve that coming out of quarantine and the pandemic whenever it's possible again to not, you know, scare anybody away. You know, like a guy's like a baby deer. You don't want to spook him. And I don't want to do that. and, you know, the last thing, speaking of the outdoorsiness, the this, that, and the other, like, I can pretend stuff. I've had practice pretending stuff before. Should I, like, pretend to be like, oh, yeah, let's go on a 3-hour hike if, you know, if that's what it comes to, if that's what I gotta do to...
Oh, my.
Okay.
Wow.
Got cut off.
There were so many things.
There's a lot going on there, Olivia, but also I feel like I do know who Olivia is by virtue of that voicemail.
This is why we love the voicemails.
Yes.
This is why. Ricky.
Yes.
Ricky.
Yes.
You shook your head when Olivia said, should I not do the apps? Am I right about that?
Yeah, I have a couple thoughts. Okay. One, she should not pretend to like hiking because she's going to end up in a relationship with a hiker and her life is going to be hell.
Right.
I don't like hiking. Like, just be yourself. Just be yourself and let the chips fall where they may, even if you're in Colorado. There will be people who are either also not hikers or okay with dating a non-hiker. I think you just be yourself. Two, I think she should make friends with the apps. It's embarrassing for everyone. It is. Like, nobody likes... I mean, there's, like... It's a very small section of people who like it. Any sort of normal person that's like putting their heart out there, it's embarrassing. It's weird. It's vulnerable. It's awful. And it's currently the best way of meeting someone.
Are you honest? Are you yourself on Tinder, Raya, whatever?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe
you
I
have to. Yeah, you
very
have
evasive.
To.
Yeah.
You have to be yourself on the apps.
Well,
you don't have to. There's plenty of dipsticks out there that are...
And then I'm also of two minds of her thing about wanting to be cool, mm-hmm. because I am a little torn because I don't know how uncool she is, because part of me is like, is that her biggest asset? Like, does she meet the person who loves that about her? Who she, like, says too much too soon and she's too in and she meets someone who's like that or someone who needs to be pulled out of their shell or she meets that match? Mm-hmm. Or is it not who she is and it's acting out of like a place of desperation? And if that's the case, like, yeah, just like, just take a breath, like, be busy, focus on your life, mm-hmm. have a full life without that guy. And, you know, just try to focus on that. But like, if it's just that she's romantic and open hearted, like, I think she should maybe like take a chance and just be that. Unless she knows in her heart that she's being weird and desperate, then yeah, like, try to take a breath, call a friend, call your mom, go on a hike.
Are you open-hearted, ready for love, or are you a Naomi Andy, a desperate walking open wound? And that's what you have to figure out.
Yeah, which one is it? Yeah.
I feel like the reason, well, this is what I'll say about apps, Olivia, too. You just moved to Colorado. So maybe instead of using, you know, thinking like, I gotta find a man, you know, these apps are going to be a good way for you to, like, see the city and meet different people. Because, again, you don't have a crew there. Because I think you can meet people in real life, but that's kind of once you get your footing and you have a social life and then you can meet the friend of a friend or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think the apps are such a great way to just, like, get your feet wet and be like, yeah, I'll meet you at this brewery and now you know where a cool brewery is or whatever. Like, I don't know. Because, like, he's also been, like, don't they love breweries in Colorado? I don't know. I just made that up. I think it's because the one person I know who lives in Colorado owns a brewery. That's where I got that from.
You know a brewer?
So I'm like, I think you should think about the apps that way. Because Andy is someone who did grad school. Like, isn't the PhD, like, world very small? Like, you're only going to have, what, like, 20 people in a cohort or whatever? Like, it's not necessarily, like, you're not meeting a lot of people.
And honestly, that's going to be taking up most of your time.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I was between teaching and my own classes. That was like 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
And so there wasn't a lot of time for dating. Yeah. So I don't know. And then if you're in a program, you're going to meet other grad students. right?
Well, yes, but again, it's like you may not necessarily want to be with the other grad students. Yeah, it's a small pool. It's a small pool.
But like from another department. Date and there's hey, here's good advice. The first good advice of this entire thing. I'm going to
take it away.
Another date a grad student in another department.
You can be in debt together.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Someone mm-hmm. who understands the brokenness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or a professor in another department.
Yes.
Yes. I also think like but speaking of that, as you're saying, being very busy, you know, and what you said too, Ricky, about kind of like focusing on your own thing, you got to put the grad school stuff first. And I would think in doing so, it will force you to kind of pump the brakes on like getting really attached to somebody really quickly. Because my thing about like a 3 or 4 date thing, you know, maybe because I watch too much true crime, and I believe by the motto, you don't really know somebody until you see how they behave when they don't get their way. And
yes!
That takes time. That takes time. 3, 4, 5 dates, you know, you guys are still having like light fun impressing each mm-hmm. other. You're not calling each other bitching about the person from work you hate. Yeah, sure, you want to be in a relationship with that person.
Yeah,
you ain't gonna know the real for like 3 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't want you trying to like make a relationship with someone you just don't know yet.
That's I have a thought about that as well. This is one thing that I've learned in the past few years is like, people are like, oh, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater, looking out for these truisms. Like, I think one of the most important things to look for in a partner is someone who's not emotionally weak, where if they can't recover from a disappointment, you're in trouble later. Because if they're emotionally weak, if they can't take care of themselves, they're going to make the weak decisions when things get tough. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be there for you. They're going to panic and be selfish and weird. And like, I think that's like one of the biggest red flags is like, I feel like you can't totally know until they're in that situation, like you said, but I think you can like ask questions and sort of see their patterns with stuff.
Definitely. Yeah.
Or people who are stuck on stuff or, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or create conditions where they will become disappointed at something. like it's a rom-com or something, right? And you set a trap to see how they would react.
Right. Yeah. Maybe have them enter raffles. And when they're not chosen, how do they handle that?
Do they break a window?
But it's also too like, or, you know, to me, I remember a red flag to me back in the day was anytime a guy was talking about a previous relationship, if he called that woman crazy, I was like, he gotta go. And it doesn't even have to be like a big, like, he's not like on a tirade per se, but I'm like, anytime a man calls a woman crazy, not only is it dismissive, but it's also like, what did you do to make her that way?
Yeah.
So anybody you in a relationship with and your takeaway is they're quote unquote crazy, that's all you have to say about them, you did something. You did something.
Yep. Or you just, or it's like, I feel like a little bit like, calling a man toxic is like the same as like calling a woman crazy, where no one asks for an explanation. And it's like, well, wait, like what'd they do? Why is she crazy?
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, you know, just cause she is, you know. Yeah.
She got so pissed when I cheated on her and it was like, relax.
Dude, she actually like so awful when I treated her like shit.
It's like, okay, sir. Okay. So yeah. And I think it just takes time to know that kind of stuff. You gotta just like, so that's why I would say slow your roll. But it's exciting to be in a new place and like meeting new people, and you know, you do get to kind of restart you get to kind of do a little reinvention, you know, like maybe in the past you've been like, let's be together immediately. Maybe Colorado Olivia is like, all right, I got a lot of work to do. I'll see you next week. You know, like that could be cool, Colorado Olivia.
Yeah.
Ricky. What's your best experience on an app and what's your worst experience on an app?
We love that.
I just like don't have anything interesting on this one. I've never had, no, I just haven't. I've not had those awful dates I just haven't had that experience. Like I just.
Is it either boring or great? Like is boring like your low point?
Like if a guy, like, is a, quote, bad date, like, just a boring dude.
No, just sometimes it's just not a match. Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember I had one date from an app. This was years ago. And it was kind of like that girl who, like, was, like, lumping me in with her, where he was just, like, super late. And then he was just, like, negative. And And I was like, oh, so what do you do? And he's like, well, I'm trying to be a director, but it's not working and no one will hire me. And he's like, what do you do? And I'm like,
oh, God.
And I was like, oh, I'm an actress. And he goes, see, like, people like us, like, we just, like, no one will hire. And he kept, like, putting me in, like, the loser bin. And I, like, I didn't have the heart to tell him anything. I was just
You're
like,
I'm
yeah.
doing fine, actually.
Yeah. And he just assumed I'd never worked. He clearly hadn't Googled me, which I think is rude. I think you should Google someone.
You, like, had a DVD yeah. of your IFC show on the yeah. table. Like, push it yeah. underneath the, like, placemat.
Yeah. But that was a really weird one. That was, like... I was just like listened to him complain about how bad our lives were going. And then I paid for our wine and I went home.
Oh my God.
I was like, no, I got this. No, like, he clearly wasn't doing well. So I'm like, no, I got this.
Yeah. That's a bad experience. See, right. You're but coloring it's not like... it. You're coloring it through your sunniness. So...
Right. It was just like, I just hadn't even thought about it ever since. Like, it was just
of
like.
Course.
Reset, you know, it was like
memory of a goldfish. Beautiful.
Yeah, just like bye.
This person.
Like, yeah,
that's funny though. Yeah, no, he sounds terrible.
Yeah,
I hope he's thriving now though.
Yeah, see, okay, he definitely is. Those people always are. Just kidding.
So. Ricky, I think I totally understand you now. I think I get it.
At the end of the hour, he's got it.
Because I'm similar, although not the same, in the sense that like the bad stuff, I mostly kind of just like forget about it.
That's true.
I'm mostly kind of like, that's why I'm a very forgiving person, Naomi.
Oh, right. That's true. That's true. Literally, like.
Because I don't like, if it's like terrible, like then I just don't hang out with that person again, or I don't
right.
like, if they're like a true piece of shit. But outside of that, I kind of just like, whatever their behavior is, if it's not too damaging, I just kind of like forget about it. I'm like, awesome.
Yeah, I literally can't imagine a world where I would have let that guy affect my self-esteem or outlook on love or what. He was just like not he was not important to me.
Yeah
he didn't even Google me, so bye.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
he doesn't even know what he lost. You know?
Oh my gosh.
Did you have your full name though?
Maybe not. Good. Actually, maybe
I
not.
Guess I get, look, hey, for the future, you could also do a reverse image search, I suppose. You could take a screen cap of the person's
yeah.
thing.
And...
God, Danny, don't tell people that. Well, it's just funny, but I think you're right. They should never have your full name. We had Kirsten Vangsness on the show.
Yeah, I love her.
She's so lovely, but she talked about how she like has a Google number for like online dating so that the people don't even get her number. So they call this like Google, you know, like online phone number, I guess.
Wow.
And so that's how she will communicate
with
them.
And she tells them that. She's honest though. She's like, hey, you're getting this Google number because I don't know you.
Yeah. And then she'll do that for a little bit. And then it'll be like, okay, I'll see you in person.
See, that makes sense because Criminal Minds was like such a huge show. Mm-hmm. It was just like, she's like very famous. That was such a big show. I have a couple of friends who are on that show and it's just like, mega fans, and like I get why she would be protective like that.
Wasn't that one of the second things I said to you? I said, Ricky, I saw you on Criminal Minds and it changed
yes!
everything.
Yes,
you were like a socialite. There was a guy who was like mystery, mm-hmm. like the dating guy, and you did some crying. You had multiple scenes. You weren't just one person who gave them like one tip.
You came back
What was the journey?
Did I don't remember.
You went on a journey.
I just remember having to cry in the audition and like it was like my turn and I was like, sorry, I'll be back in a minute. And I just made them wait because I was like, well, I'm not a robot, you know. So I just like went outside and just waited until I was crying. And then I just came in crying and did the scene.
Tell me what you did to make yourself cry.
It was probably like whatever was going on at the time.
But you have a short memory, Ricky.
Right.
I can't imagine you dredging something up that would make you cry in the moment.
No. Oh, my gosh. No, I'm so sensitive. I could cry thinking about the opening montage from Up.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I could kind of thinking about someone else's like, no, I can,
yeah,
I can, yeah. But it just okay. like, I just couldn't do it with right. all these people staring at me. So I was like, I'm going out in the hall. I'll be back. Like,
and then you came back.
Yeah.
You came back and you gave it to him. And they said,
right.
we love her professionalism.
Right. Because I'm like, I'm not a robot.
I so. Love that. That was a power move. Good
sensitive.
To know.
Yeah.
But resilient.
But resilient.
But resilient. Yeah. I feel that was a very James Lipton question. Is that guy? The...
Yes, inside the actor studio. Yeah. Well, yeah, I just was very curious because I like had to do something recently where I had to cry and I didn't do it. I just kind of put my head down, especially because it's like, I just kind of put my head down. I was like, what? I was like, you want me to just like in my house? Like, I don't know. I couldn't.
No, it's
I didn't
so
even
hard.
Realize
in this thing,
it.
Well, this thing was, you started the scene crying. So that's mm-hmm. a lot easier. That's why I went outside started crying and I walked in, because that's how it would have been on set. Like, you
prepare,
whatever. So it's so much easier to start a scene crying. Mm-hmm. Crying in a scene, I don't even know. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. It just depends. Yeah. But, like, as if you have to start one, like, you just take as long as you need and then you start crying. You could definitely start a scene crying if you had to.
Maybe. Sometimes. You totally could. I guess, I could find something to watch that would make me. I would, like, quickly on YouTube pull up something like a child walking for the first time who had never walked, you know, like anytime like a dad, like, you know what I mean, like when someone's like, where it's like
someone coming home from war and seeing their dog and their dog is excited.
Yes,
that doesn't make me cry, that makes me just so happy. It's more like, for instance, like I was watching one where a man, he was a quadriplegic but he really wanted to walk down the aisle to his wife, and so he had like this thing with like kind of like a brace, it kind of like, you know what I mean, like kind of motorized, and him doing that and her crying. I saw her cry. I love
that. Yeah. I so you could do that it. And then action and start the scene. Starting a scene crying, you could do that in your sleep. You just watch that video. It's crying, I mean, in the middle of a scene, that's hard, and I don't know how to do that. Yeah. It just happens or doesn't happen.
That movie in quotes I was in, I found it very easy to cry.
Oh, God, Andy, you didn't tell me you were abused. Ricky,
yes.
Thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Thank you for having me. It was really, really fun. Thank you. I said
beyond thank you for being on the show. Thank you for sunning us in your disposition.
Yes, the light. Thank you for the energy, the light, the positivity. We need it in this house, Andy.
Yes, take it.
Wonderful. All right, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.